Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupkin, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast, where Wednesdays are our favorite day. I am so happy to be bringing Darian back on the podcast for the last episode of the year.
Yo, yo.
Darian is in an extremely good mood. Why?
Because I just took my last final, like, ever, except for boards. Like, I've got to do boards and a couple big exams during this next year, but as far as anesthesia courses go, we're done.
Woohoo!
It's all heavily clinical focused now.
So basically that's like your residency. Now he's just going to be working in the hospitals and then doing prep work for boards, like he said. So today's a big day. We're definitely going to celebrate, and we're feeling really happy and proud of Darian. And it's kind of cool you guys have been here for an entire year hearing how things have been going and everything, getting a little sneak peek, and now he's officially done with all of his crazy school. This was definitely a very challenging semester, so we're happy to be able to enjoy our holiday break that's coming up now. And Darian, we should do a fun and gain segment. I guess you kind of already shared yours.
Okay, my fun is going to be the slumber party we're about to have tonight, where we're going to build a fort and watch movies like we're 12 and eat a bunch of popcorn with friends. So
yeah, it should be fun. Honestly, that's kind of my fun and gain as well. I did get new headphones for the gym. That's kind of a fun, because it's always nice to have something new to vamp you up in the gym. I guess my big gain of the freaking week was hitting 50s on incline bench. That was fire. Another gain I will say is Vlogmas. I did 4 days in a row on YouTube, but I have a actually very tight deadline for something for the app that I've been working on getting, so I haven't been able to do it this week, which That is the low point of the week. I feel like a failure not being able to do that, but I'm trying to stay positive and count the wins, and that lifting session was sick.
Yeah, that was a great lifting session. I was lifting with some of our friends, and I hit some PRs that I haven't hit since college.
Yeah, what did you do last night? I even posted a small clip on Instagram today.
Well, so I usually don't ever even get close to 315 on squat, which, okay, that's not a lot for a guy my size. I get it. But for me, it's a lot of weight, and I did it for 6, and the most I've ever squatted is about 345, 350, and I did 335 for 2, and that's after not doing that for about probably 7-8 years.
Yeah.
But I was on some pre-workout, some pump, and just I lifted it and it felt light, and I was like, okay, I'm going so heavy.
It's today. Just one of those days. Like, there are days where it is just like that. Everything's in alignment. And then there are days where that's not the case.
Your body just feels on point.
Yeah. You have to push on those days.
To be fair, I ate really well, and I purposefully ate like proper carbs, protein, all that stuff. I was like very intentional about it. And I feel like that might have helped.
Oh, for sure.
I was also pretty jacked up on some pump though.
He was ready, you guys. He was ready. So for wrapping up this season, should we do like one overview, Darian, for wrapping up this season? Because this is the last episode of the year, and this is the last episode of season one of the Fun and Games Podcast, which is so crazy. There will not be another new episode until the new year. I believe it's going to be January 4th. Yeah, that's the first Wednesday. So there will be 2 weeks of no podcast episode. We're going to be saying our goodbyes, our big hug. We're ending it with a bang, a fun Q&A today. But let's do one kind of year or season recap to give, and then we'll jump into the podcast review.
All right. So we started this last November 2021. I still remember, I think it was like 2019 when we bought all of this equipment that we're using right now. We bought it in 2019. We went to a cabin in Northern Arizona and we were like going to film our first episode.
Gosh, I forgot that.
And it just did not work. It just did not work. Sometimes life's like that. You like, things are just not meant to happen at the time that you want them to. So be patient. We started it in November 2021. It felt perfect. Felt like the perfect time. We just did it. And now we're a year into it. And I mean, we had our first podcast event in November. It was awesome. Yeah, I don't know. Doing this has been a great journey. I feel like it's been a fun way for like Brent and I to kind of get to know each other. Cause there's some things we talk about here where we're like, oh, like I didn't know you felt that way about that. Or I don't know. It's been a cool experience for me because I'm not very involved with her social media. She kind of does all that on her own. And so I'm kind of in the background doing my own thing with school. And so the podcast is a time for like her and I to get together and almost chat in a way. And we're like chatting with you guys when we do it. So it's, I don't know, it's been really fun for me.
Yeah, it is really nice that we get to have this thing together where a lot of my work is solely by myself. And even though you don't join every episode, every time we do one together, it's so much fun. And I know everybody appreciates having you, my better half, on the podcast. My highlight of the year, well, for one, I guess if we're doing a podcast highlight, definitely the live event. I would love to do more of those all the time. I could do those all the time. I just always leave feeling so uplifted and I just love meeting all of you in person. But when it comes to an overview of this year, I feel like I kind of talked about it in my Eras episode, but I just feel like I have grown so much mentally and physically. And I feel like a woman now where I used to never feel that way. I still felt like really young and like a girl, and I am still so young, but I really feel like I've grown into myself and I'm more of like becoming that woman instead of like that girl. I don't know if that makes any sense, but to me, I definitely feel like I'm just learning from so many of these experiences. I have so much life experience and I am ready to share and just continue to have another great year coming up.
All right. So now I'm going to read the podcast review for the week. This one says, this podcast came up in my recommended for you section, and I'm so glad I did. Immediately, I was attracted to Brittany's energy. Everything that Brittany talks about is relatable. She's so real and educates you. I love that this podcast is so empowering and does not make you feel, have any feelings of shame or guilt. Brittany meets you where you are in your journey, and she isn't afraid to be vulnerable. And I love how she talks about working out as a mom. Give this podcast a listen. You won't regret it. Thank you for the review.
That is you guys. Sick. That's sick that you even said vulnerable, because I remember at the very beginning of the podcast, you guys were like, be more vulnerable. And it's like, wow, how have the tables turned?
You've come a long way.
Yeah, I really do appreciate it. I feel like I'm a lot more open and this has been a really safe way. And you guys have been very welcoming, being able to just speak a little bit more about everything and just being able to voice my opinion without being afraid.
If you guys, so I still read every one of these reviews. They mean a lot to us. If you guys haven't and this podcast has made any positive impact on your life, go give us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and let us know what you like about it.
Yeah, we'd love that. We'd love that and always recommendations.
Hashtag review gang.
Yeah, yeah. So for today's episode, like I said, we're doing a Q&A. So I asked on Instagram, and it's been a while since we've done one of these, and I just feel like they're always so helpful to be able to have that one-on-one, being able to answer a question, and hopefully it helps a lot of other people. So I will read first, and then Darian will, and we've each picked, I don't know, but about five-ish each, and we'll see how many we can get through during the time. Okay, the first one is going to be a fun one for Darian and I both to answer. It's, what is our favorite exercise and our least favorite exercise? Darian, you have to go first. Favorite and least favorite.
At the moment, my favorite exercise is probably incline bench with dumbbells. I'm going to say a close second, just biased based on my recent PR, is squats.
Those are good.
Barbell squats.
Least favorite.
Least favorite, this one's pretty easy. Hip abductors.
I'm just thinking about what my about the nicknames those have. We don't.
I think second place is going to be hip thrusters.
Yeah, those are horrible.
Yeah, those are terrible.
What's funny is those used to be my least favorite, but recently I've been doing this like tri-set that I thoroughly enjoy, and I think it's because it's not as much weight, so it's like not as awful, but it's this tri-set of hip thrusts, B stance hip thrusts, and then abductors immediately after. And for whatever reason, I actually really vibe with that, where hip thrusts used to be my least favorite, but I love those. I also am team incline bench press. And I'm like, why is that been the focus of me gaining strength? Like, why is that the one I PR'd on? Why, of all the lifts, why is that the one? I think that's so funny. I think it just started when we were in Nashville and I was like, decided to do that. And I was like, oh, let's try 45s. And I hit 45s. And I was like, okay, well, and now I just hit 50s. But I'm like, of all the lifts, why is that the one?
Yeah. Crazy. Love it. That actually can bring us in. Oh, you were going to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, honestly, my favorite exercise, though, is bicep curls with the easy bar because I always look shredded. My abs, my delt vein is on point, my biceps, my shoulders. That's my favorite.
That's a good confidence booster.
I just like to look at myself when I do that. It's so bad.
You do look great.
I love it. I'm like all day, all day.
Everyone has those workouts where you're like, damn, I look good.
Yeah.
I look good in this workout. So, yeah, I mean, I keep my pump cover on the whole time, so I'll get that. I'll get to that point soon, Brad. I'll get on your level.
Yeah, yeah. You said that this
It leads into a question, okay, though. Yeah, one of the questions I wanted to answer. A couple people actually asked how can I start lifting heavier. One of them was how can I start lifting heavier, and the other one talks about they have plateaued on squat and want to increase weight. Okay, so. Some tips on, and these are research backed. So some tips on increasing weight, going heavier. I think that the easiest one, if you can go with someone to the gym, is to get a spotter, and purposely go higher than you are like normally comfortable with going by yourself. So like go higher on weight and let the spotter spot you for as many reps as you need them to spot you. Like try to get it up once. And if you obviously can't, don't give up. Like do like 5 reps with a spotter spotting you so that you can like feel the weight.
Yeah, okay, so we'll give an example. Let's give a specific example. We'll take my example of the incline chest press. So, we were at I hit 40s for 8 at the gym and I said, "Okay, this is time I have a spotter," which is a big thing because I normally don't. And you never know certain lifts, it is very hard to get up. Or if you fail, like bench press, that's really bad. Like you need a spotter for some lifts or it's just a really good peace of mind. So I was like, I have Darian as a spotter. Let's shoot for the next weight range, which is 45 pounds. So I had Darian help me get it up. And I think I only did 3. And I said, no, let's do 3 more spotted. So he helped me where he could on those last 3. Again, that's a heavier weight. Had a spotter to help me and just get my body used to that heavier weight, right? Fast forward 2 weeks, I tried 45s again. I got them up by myself.
And you did 6.
And I hit 6 by myself with no spot. So then I knew, okay, now we need to bump up to 50s or 47.5s and do the same thing where now I'm trying to hit, you know, 1 to 2 or 3 by myself, have a spotter help me get those extra reps.
Yeah. The reason that works is yes, as you lift weights and as you kind of tear down your muscles and rebuild them, you naturally get stronger, but there's a neurological component to your muscles where you're if you heard of like mind muscle connection, that's a real thing. So your body will go to those 50s next time and say, "Oh, you know what? I've actually lifted these before." It doesn't matter that you had a spotter, your body recognizes it and it recognizes those weights in your hand, and so it's not like foreign to you, so you actually believe that you can get it up, and your muscles believe that as well because they have that neuromuscular connection. I know it sounds weird, but it's just, trust me on this, it's a thing.
And it's also a thing of mental is half of the battle. Of a lot of times we'll psych ourselves up or try to talk ourselves out of going heavier in weight, like, oh, I can't do it. You will more likely fail if that is your mindset instead of like, let's go, I can do this. So again, even just having that practice with a spotter, you're using good form, you're trying your best. Like the next time you go at it, it's going to be great. And there are always weeks where you're better and you're worse. Like there are variables like that, but
And I would say on days where you're feeling really good at the gym, those are the days where you should probably try to go up in weight. Obviously, keep your form good so you don't hurt yourself. But, you know, if you're feeling good and you're like, ooh, this feels light, don't be scared to try to go up in weight. Also, another thing, negatives. So what that is you get a weight that's really heavy and you have someone help you get to the top of the movement. So if that's bench press, you're going to have someone help you like unrack the weights, or with dumbbells, help you get to that top movement. And then very slowly, you let the weight kind of push you down all the way to the bottom. And then you have, you know, you have someone help you push it back up. And then it's a negative. You just let it push your arms down and
controlled.
Very, and you push it and you push against the weight, because, you know, you might not be able to actually push that weight up by yourself, but by having that heavy weight and kind of like controlled, letting it kind of go down. I don't know. Is this making sense how I'm saying it?
No, that makes sense.
That will help you also get used to heavy weight.
I will say for squats, one of the biggest things that helped me is pause squats, like sitting in that pocket for a second and then having to get up. So I would do like 5 sets of 5 pause squats at a weight that I normally can do, you know, between 8 to 10, or like, yeah, about eight reps. The weight that I can do 8 reps with, I will do 5 sets of 5 pause squats where you come down slow tempo, you sit for a second, and then you come up. I don't know what it is. Every time after I do that, because my body's under higher tension, you're using a little bit more endurance during that, you're practicing getting out of that pocket for squat, those help. Mm-hmm. Also, I will plug always a proper warm up, focusing on your mobility, because if you want to have a better squat, you've got to be able to have a good rep range.
You've got to flex. You've got to be flexible.
Motion. Yes. Mobility and flexibility are different, but similar. But it's got to be the mobility. If we're talking technically, sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, that's okay, because I don't know that.
Yeah. Well, and there's multiple different ways to progressive overload, where, again, increasing weight is one of those. You guys were specifically talking about increasing weight. That is a way to do that progressive overload. But again, progressive overload goes into many different fields, such as endurance, like running faster, running, you know, further. So that's just one of the facets of progressive overload. Next question. Wait, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. This one says, how are you okay with missing a day at the gym? Do you ever feel guilty or off track? This is something where, again, this year my mindset has, again, improved and gained a lot of, I feel like, benefits that have helped me. One of them is counting my wins. So if I miss one workout, but I hit 3 or 4, I'm going to latch on to those 3 or 4 workouts that I had that were successful and not focus on the one workout that I missed. Having that mindset changed has really helped me have a lot of peace and not feel guilt, because as a mom, there are about 10,000 million variables of when I'm able to actually work out, when I'm able to hit a good workout, if I'm pressed for time. There are so many different things, and even getting into a good headspace to work out sometimes is a challenge because my mind is elsewhere, or I'm worried about Vinny, or whatever it is. Like, you know, being a mom, you've always got something running on your mind constantly. So for me, I try to count my wins. And sometimes I do get a little bit bummed. I'm like, oh man, but I know that missing one day is not going to ruin my progress or ruin my results. And I just move on.
Yes. And if you're like me, sometimes it's hard to count the wins. I will focus on the one negative so much. So what I do, if I have missed the gym, or like I wanted to wake up early that day and I just didn't, and I'm like, oh man, woe is me, I will go on a walk later that day. Like a 10-minute walk, so that I'm at least just active. And then I'll say, okay, you know what? I did something today. And that helps me not feel as bad. So if you're like me and you do dwell on it too much, just get yourself outside. If it's too cold to go outside, go
walk around the mall. Do little laps.
Walk around the mall, walk some stairs. If you really want to.
Or you don't have time. You don't have time to go to the gym. You're not going to have time to go walk around the mall. I don't know why I said that. Sorry.
But if it's because you don't have time, then give yourself grace. I don't have time. I worked out an average of 1 to 2 times a week for this last 4 months because of school. And that killed me, because that's part of my confidence is like, oh man, I'm taking care of my body. And so to have that taken from me, basically because I physically do not have enough hours in the day to complete school and like work out in the morning and still get enough sleep, basically. I mean, obviously you could sacrifice sleep, but I just don't do that. So yeah, you got to give yourself grace at some point if you're just too busy to do so.
Yeah. You know, that actually was a question, is how are you doing? What exactly was it? It was like,
how am I keeping myself fit during school?
Oh yeah. You saw that one. Yeah. Just elaborate a little more.
I think on the days that I can, I hit the gym. Like, I obviously, I'm waking up at like 3:45, 4 a.m. for clinicals because they're, a lot of them are far away. And obviously, those days I'm not going to wake up before clinicals and go to the gym. I also can't go after clinicals because I am prepping all night for my next day's clinicals. So, like, clinical days are just shot. There's no way I'm going to the gym. So, like, on class days or study days, sometimes I can go early in the morning. So, I'll do that. And again, it was an average of 1 to 2 days a week. And, you know, sometimes I would walk on the treadmill for an hour while reviewing flashcards. I just did what I could. So there are seasons in your life where things have to ebb and flow. You're not always going to be perfectly balanced. This is a season in my life where, unfortunately, I'm not at my peak fitness health. I eat good meals. I try to eat well. I need to work on that as well. But my priorities right now are sleep so that I can function through school and not fall asleep while studying, and my family. So when I get home, my whole focus is on Britt and Vinny, you know? So, yeah, it was like 1 to 2 days a week. So if you're at a season like that in your life, give yourself grace. And if you have time to go and you're just not using it, that's a time to self-reflect.
Good. That's a great way to put it. I also had a season in life where I was only able to go 2 or 3 times a week, and that just happens sometimes. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. So again, I love what Darian said. If you do have the time, self-reflect. I love that. Okay, another question about weightlifting is how to know when to go up in weight, the best practices. This is a question that I get all the time, and it's a very valuable and honorable question because it is hard to tell, especially if you don't have a trainer with you in person, or you're not working out with somebody else, or you're just not as focused in the gym. What I always have to say is if you are hitting, well, first of all, if you've been using the same weight that you've been using all year or even the past 3 months, it's time to mix it up. If you're always grabbing the same dumbbells, 20s, 25s, it's time to move up to the next time. It's time to graduate, okay? And I want you to know also, you don't have to do 3 sets of 10 reps for everything. There are certain programs where sometimes that is how it is written, but then, you know, maybe the first 4 weeks are written like that, but then the next 4 weeks are different. You're changing up, you're using, you know, progressive overload, etc. But you should not be constantly all the time at the same exact rep range. It's okay, especially if you're trying to go up in weight, like you said, or to build strength, to build muscle, you can go down in reps. So for example, anytime that something says like 3 sets, it'll say like 3x10, 8, 6, 4 or something like that. That is saying your first set, or there's 4 sets, right? So 4x10, that first number is 10 reps, then 8 reps, then 6 reps, then 4 reps. That is saying each set, you are decreasing your reps. So you're going from 10 to 8 to 6 to 4, but you are increasing your weight. So it's okay that you're doing less reps because you're doing more weight. And that's also going to help you gain strength and build. So for example, if you're going in, you're using the same exact dumbbells, you're hitting 10 reps every single time, your body's not challenging. That's how you get a plateau. That's also how you kind of get gym burnout and fatigue because you're just kind of bored. There's nothing exciting or variable going on in your workouts. So try to go up in weight, even if you don't hit all 10 reps, even if you don't hit all 8 reps, you're still challenging yourself. And that's how you know. If you go from 20 to 25s and you're still hitting 10 with 25, you need to move up. Try 30. Okay, with 30s, you're hitting about 8 reps. Okay, good. That's a now, like now you know.
And it's super important to track that as well. If you're really serious about going up in weight, track. Okay, yeah. I did 30s for 8. And then write out of 1 to 10 how hard it was for you. People will call it RPE, rate of perceived exertion. So just a fancy way of saying how hard was this on a scale of 1 to 10. So if you're like, I did 30 8 times and it was a 9, like I barely, by the skin of my teeth, got that last rep up, then you know that's where you're at. Maybe the next week you go to that same 30, you do it 8 times and it was like a 7. You're like, oh, okay, this is good. Now I'm going to try 35s and see if I can get that 8. So track it. Yep. Write it down 100%.
100%.
And tell yourself how hard it was when you did it.
Agreed. And you can just do that in your notes app. I have been hustling the app developers to get that in my app because I was told when it launched that that feature would be available and it still is not. I have been chasing them down crazily. So I just note that in my app and you as well.
Also, I just want to give one last shout out to the person asking about squats. I know we didn't specifically get into how to increase squats. One thing that helped me, hex bar deadlifts, because your back is pretty straight up and down and you're just kind of squatting just with your legs and shooting up with your legs, or exploding up with your legs. So do heavy hex bar deadlifts.
You know what? That's actually true because you're getting that end,
More like legs and glutes than you are back, in my opinion, because your arms are just straight perpendicular with the ground and you're kind of going into a squat and then picking up the hex bar. So heavy hex bar deadlifts and like go slow down and then explode up.
Yeah, I think that can help.
And see if that kind of helps. That's my little tip to you.
I'll also just say practice. Like if you keep doing the same way, if you're doing 135 every time, just add 2.5s on. Seriously. And do the same set and you'll be like, oh, okay, I'm doing a little better. Or put fives on each side and just continuously add. So each week you're adding 0.25, period, every time, non-negotiable. Write that down, track it.
And get a spotter, because that confidence of having a spotter is going to push you to push more weight. And without even realizing it, you'll actually be able to do the weight.
Yeah.
So just do it.
For squats, though, they do have those like bail locks. I don't know what those are called.
The bars, the safety bars.
Yeah, I use those all the time. And you know what? I failed 185 yesterday, where I normally can hit that for 3 to 4 reps. Totally failed it. Just didn't have it in me yesterday. And I totally used the bail things. I didn't have a spotter. Or were you spotting me and I just bailed?
I was spotting you and I just wasn't.
Dude, I went too deep.
I was right under you too. So I want us. Like, I was right there. I couldn't lift you up.
Yeah, you should have.
I couldn't lift you, babe. You dropped fast, man.
Dude, well, I've realized I go a little too deep on my squats. So it's very hard for me to come out of the pocket. And I need to hit just parallel and come up. And then, like, if I'm using lighter weight, go all the way down. Anyways, this is my performance. Ain't nobody care about this. Ain't nobody care about my squat. So hopefully that was helpful. Darian, is it your turn to do one, or is it me?
I will say, if those bars weren't there, I would have, as soon as I saw you fail, shot you right back up. But I was kind of, you know.
Darian, you don't need to justify it.
No,
okay.
I wanted to let you push and see if you could get it. I don't want to, like, help too soon and be that guy.
Did you see? My butt was on my ankles. I went way too low. I don't know who in the what in the world I was thinking, but no, there was no coming out of that. There was no coming out of that with 185.
Yeah, sounds like a you problem, babe.
100%. 100%. Okay, is it your turn or my turn, though? I don't remember. I have one ready. I'll do it. Okay, this one's random. It's not random, but it's fun. Sorry. It says, what was your favorite gym you've ever worked out at?
Ooh.
Isn't that a good question? Because it's such a vibe. Like, the people who are listening, we're such a gym goers. Like, each gym has a vibe. So this is such a thing.
I would say Vasa Chandler.
Okay. So yeah,
Vasa Chandler.
Mine, the best workout. This isn't maybe my favorite gym, like the one I would always go to. But the best workout I've ever had was at John Reed's Fitness. It was at like 10 p.m. at night. There was no AC in the middle of summer in L.A. It was so hot. It was probably like 80 degrees in that gym, and I was so sweaty, but my mobility, everything was hitting right. I felt so strong. It was fantastic. Best workout I've ever had, and I loved it. And I was with Annalise and Court, which was so much fun. And Kylie and Libby came for a little bit too. That was with when I was with all the Gymshark girls in LA for the Gymshark Whitney Simmons pop-up. It was such a good workout. It was so much fun. But my favorite gym, I don't know, the vibe of that one is cool too. I guess I'll just say that one. Mm-hmm. John Reed's. No, I liked our water park when that gym was outside in California. Ooh, too, though. I loved working out outside.
Lifetime Fitness, Orange County.
Yeah. Just because it was outside, though. I didn't like it when it was inside. But the outside setup they had during COVID was sick. Yeah, oh, that was no really pun intended. Cool. Saying COVID sick. Okay. Moving on, Darian.
Okay. So this one says, staying motivated in the cold. All right, so as we are approaching the dead of winter in Michigan here, it is pretty cold. A couple tips that I have for you, okay? Set up your stuff the night before, because nothing's worse than having to wake up and you're already up early. It's freaking cold in the house because for some reason, like, no matter how much you put the heater on, there's always like those cold spots in the house. And like, if you're unlucky, your bedroom's the cold spot, right? Anyways, you got to set up your stuff the night before. Set up all your outfits, your shoes, your socks, everything you're going to wear, including your jackets, because it's also the worst having to freaking just get all the stuff you're going to layer with to go outside. So prep the night before. And yeah, everything else is just like, yeah, you got to let your car run a little bit longer in the morning. So maybe like put on your coat and go out and start your car and then go get ready for the gym while your car's running and warming up. But have all your stuff ready the night before. Even your pre-workout, if you take pre-workout, like, that's what I do and it helps.
Okay, this one is really silly, but I have to wear pajamas in the winter because then I'm not as cold when I get out of bed. I know that's silly, but I normally, not like I don't wear anything to bed, but normally it's like a little t-shirt, right? But now I'm wearing like full pants, full long sleeve. That way when I wake up, it's not as big of a burden to walk across the house or do things because I'm not as cold. I hate being cold. So I know that's really probably stupid.
Hey, listen.
That's what works for me. Being a warm girl, I got to be warm or I will not get out of bed because it's so cozy.
You are speaking your truth, queen.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, me too. All right.
Okay. This next one is, what supplements are, quote, actually needed?
Ooh, I actually screenshot that as well.
So this, honestly, supplements are add-ons. Like, 100%, they are add-ons. I will say pre-workout is almost necessary for some people. I don't drink any caffeine. Like, I'm not like the cool coffee gal. You know, I'm not like super, super into coffee. I just am not really into it. So pre-workout is my caffeine for the day. And I love to have that burst of energy because I need something to help get me up. So for me, pre-workout kind of is a necessity, but it really isn't. Like, you could do your finish journey without any supplement. Pre-workout helps you have energy. Pump is a vasodilator, so it helps get blood to your muscles so you just look super gnarly in the gym at your workout, which we love. Creatine is the most studied supplement out there, though.
To build muscle. Yep. So creatine actually is good to build muscle. But again, they're called supplements for a reason. They're not needed. You can achieve great goals off of eating well and getting enough protein intake to build muscle.
Yep.
And obviously, you got to have carbs to feed your glycogen in your muscles. So yes, carbs are good, ladies and gentlemen.
Fats are good. Mm-hmm. All your micros, all of it.
Fats build the cells of your walls, or the walls of your cells. Everything's necessary, but no, supplements are not needed. Long story short.
Yeah. Protein can help you get your protein intake if you need it. But again, we like to always prioritize our whole nutrient-dense foods, whole food.
I do protein every day, though, because I just can't eat enough to get enough protein. If I planned better, I would be able to, but I don't like planning every single meal, and I'm so freaking busy that protein is very helpful to get, like, a quick 24 grams in, 40 grams in, whatever.
Yep.
So, for us, pre-workout helps us be excited for the gym, so that's necessary for us because it's part of the routine, and it helps us get there, right? And getting to the gym is the most important part. Protein, because you need to fill your muscles with protein, or fill your body with protein so you can, like, build muscle. And I like protein supplements because they help me do that when I'm too lazy to prep my own food.
Yep, and I like pump and creatine. Those are the four that I take.
No.
And all three of those I take at once. Well, the pre, the pump, and the creatine, I take those all at once. And then protein, maybe. I take that maybe once a week. Maybe twice a week.
Yes.
I don't know. The flavors are really good, so I have been taking it more than
you guys. Beam has one of my favorite pre-workouts I've ever had.
Wait, which one? And watermelon candy?
Well, watermelon candy is awesome, but just the formula feels really good.
The stim free.
And I was taking Beam when I had like the best PR I've ever had in 8 years.
Yeah, so that's true.
I'm not saying it's a
code Brit.
Yeah, code Brit. No,
turn the page.
But there's something really exciting coming because right now they just have pre-workout.
Okay, turn the page. Turn the page. We've talked about that so much. Everybody probably knows. Well, maybe they don't.
There may be more coming soon.
Stay tuned. Okay, I have to do one more, Darian, and then it'll be your turn. Can you do lat pull downs while being tickled? Who wrote that one?
This person. All right.
Okay, move on. Your turn, Darian.
Who hurt you? And where are they?
Also, someone said, do you lift in pounds or kgs? It's pounds. I wish it was kgs. Could you imagine 50 kilograms in each arm? Good night. That's how much. That would be sick.
Oh,
Thanks for saying I was strong, though.
When you say 50s, do you mean like 50 kilos or pounds? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
I lift in pounds. Because
technically, when you're lifting pounds, you're lifting kilos, too. So I didn't understand.
I know, but like the 50
I gotcha.
Kilos.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. We're American, where we have the standard system, and the rest of the world makes sense and does metric.
Yes.
Medical field does metric, so don't even get me started on how whack inches and feet are.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, one more while you're looking for the one you want to do. It says, is it embarrassing if you're a really sweaty person?
I have that one, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, we're the same person.
Genuinely, you guys.
Wait, finish the question because I interrupted. Sorry.
No, you're good. Is it embarrassing if you're a sweaty person? I literally don't go a lot because I know I sweat a lot. You should still go. Wear black. Wear dark. You do not need to be embarrassed. I know plenty of people who are extremely sweaty, and it literally does not matter. It does not matter. I know it's something that we always think about, and we're our toughest critics on our own self, but people probably don't even notice. And if there was somebody sweaty in the gym, I don't care. It's a gym. Like, you're going to get sweaty.
And not going to lie, most dudes
are nasty and sweaty and smelly.
Most dudes are nasty too. But most dudes that actually work out think a girl who sweats and is putting in work is hot. So, you know, you're not really.
Don't even worry about it.
That's not. Like,
don't sweat it.
Yeah, it's really not a thing. Like, there will be girls that come over and are like, hey, how long are you till you're done with that or something like that. And I'm like so embarrassed because I just leave a bunch of swass on there and I'm like, yeah, no, don't worry. I'm going to clean it off, you know.
Bro, yeah, that's true.
So,
No comment, but yeah.
But like, literally nobody cares.
No.
It's if someone... is seriously like, ew, you're sweaty at the gym.
Never.
Think about how funny that sounds, and you'll realize, oh, it's okay.
Wait, I'm at the gym to sweat, though. Yeah, so, yeah. Like, make it make sense to
yeah,
me.
No one's going to say that.
2023 is the year of treading our own paths and not caring and getting out of our negative headspace where we belittle ourselves so much. Like, there's already so much hate out in the world. We do not need to be one of those haters, okay?
Yes. Someone asked, what's one phrase you remind yourself of when you don't want to go to the gym?
That's a good one.
You know, I look myself in the mirror and I say, be the change you want to see in the world.
Wait, is that real?
No, it's not.
Okay. I mean, that's a good one. I wouldn't have knocked that, but I couldn't tell if that was serious or not.
I had someone tell me when I was struggling to meet a goal. They said, who do you want to be in 5 years? Not like, where do you want to be in 5 years? Oh, I want to have 6 kids and a house and a nice car. Like, not that type of question.
6 kids? Good night.
I don't know why I said 6, honestly. I was just like saying like the, I don't know. So, anyways.
Yikes.
But he was like, no. Like, what do you want your thoughts to be? What do you want your, like, who do you want to be as a man? And I know it's really deep, but like who I want to be in 5 years is someone who's really fit and also just has fitness as a routine and lifestyle. And so I'm not going to ever achieve that if I skip the gym a whole lot.
That's cool. That's a good one. I think mine, the phrase I just say to myself is, you can do it. Oh man, that sounds so cringy. That sounds so cringy coming out, but that's just what I say. It's like, you can do this. Like, it's going to be okay. I just take a deep breath because I normally want to skip the gym because I'm anxious and I'm a little bit stressed out. I'm frazzled. I just like, I just don't think I'm going to have time today. Like, I can't cope with it. So I'll just say like, you can do it. It's going to be okay. And you're going to thank yourself for this later. And every single time I push through and I go to the gym, I always feel so much better. And I thank myself for doing it. Again, it just stems down to that discipline over motivation, because motivation is a feeling. It is fleeting. It comes and it goes. But discipline and those habits that you set, that is what's going to win in the end. And consistency. Again, it's the same things. Like, it's not a secret. It's just who's actually going to put in the work and the actions to make these changes. And you are the one that has to do that. You have to take ownership over that.
Yeah. I personally want to be that person that like follows up with myself and does what I say I'm going to do. And be inspiring to others. And the only way to be that person is to just
do that yourself.
Every time you don't want to do something and you overcome it and do it, it just adds to your confidence that you actually can do hard things and that you are a person who does what you say you're going to do. You got to become who you want to be.
Always.
That's so corny.
I know it sounds corny, but it's true. And honestly, the best way to gain your confidence is to keep promises to yourself, because then you can trust yourself and you feel so much more proud of yourself because you're doing what you said you were going to do. Yeah. And you're seeing the actions, you're seeing the results, and you're like, I can do this. It's so rewarding and so fulfilling, and that builds your confidence.
It carries so much more weight than you think. Letting yourself down is way worse than anything else.
Yeah. No, like, you know, the saying when it's like, the parents are like, I'm disappointed in you. Like, that's way worse than getting grounded. Whenever my dad was like, I'm so disappointed in you, I'm like, oh, that cuts like a knife. You know, like, yeah. Just knowing you let somebody down, letting yourself down, letting other people down, that's worse than...
You don't want your more aged self to look back and be like, man, I'm disappointed you didn't do something better with your time and with your body and with your health.
Like Darian said in this episode, what was it? Contemplate. Or... what did you say
earlier?
You know when you were like, reflect. No, you were like, reflect. Reflect on yourself. When you were like,
if you have time and you're not going, if you have time, you want to go to the gym and you're just not doing it, you might want to self-reflect.
Self-reflect. That's what you say. Yeah. That's what we have to say. And that is all for today's episode. For the last episode of 2022. I'm feeling a little bit emotional over this, but it's going to be so fun to kick it back up in the new year. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode and this whole year of the Fun and Gains podcast. Thank you all so much for listening. You are what makes it so special, and we just love being able to sit down and chat with you guys. Thank you so much to everybody who wrote in questions so that we could answer them. And Darian, do you have any last words? It's the last
bit. We'll see you next year.
We will.
For some more
fun and games. Bye, guys. You're listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.